Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Serena by Ron Rash, performed by Phil Giganti. Part 1. Chapter 1. When Pemberton returned to the North Carolina mountains after 3 months in Boston settling his father's estate, among those waiting on the train platform was a young woman pregnant with Pemberton's child. She was accompanied by her father, who carried beneath his shabby frock coat a bowie knife, sharpened with great attentiveness earlier that morning, so it would plunge as deep as possible into Pemberton's heart. The conductor shouted, "Waynesville!" as the train shuddered to a halt. Pemberton looked out the window and saw his partners on the platform, both dressed in suits to meet his bride of 2 days, an unexpected bonus from his time in Boston. Buchanan, ever the dandy, had waxed his mustache and oiled his hair. His polished bluchers gleamed, the white cotton dress shirt fresh pressed. Wilkie wore a gray fedora, as he often did to protect his bald pate from the sun. A Princeton Phi Beta Kappa key glinted on the older man's watch fob, a blue silk handkerchief tucked in his breast pocket. Pemberton opened the gold shell of his watch and found the train on time to the exact minute. He turned to his bride, who'd been napping. Serena's dreams had been especially troubling last night. Twice he'd been waked by her thrashing, her fierce latching onto him until she'd fallen back asleep. He kissed her lightly on the lips, and she awoke. "Not the best place for a honeymoon."
"It suits us well enough," Serena said, leaning into his shoulder. "We're here together, which is all that matters."
Pemberton inhaled the bright aroma of...